Here are today's top stories. The Cook County budget was proposed today by President Tony Preckwinkle. Among other things, she wants to add an additional tax to sugary drinks. Preckwinkle says this tax isn't necessarily about filling a budget hole, but a health tax to stem off diabetes and other concerns from overconsumption of said drinks. So sugary drinks have become the new cigarettes. I swear, government, if you go after coffee next, or Thai food, or tax on last-minute Christmas shopping, I'll just take it. Also, Cook County commissioners have proposed a 50-cent tax on Uber and Lyft ride-sharing. This would be 50 cents on top of the 52-cent surcharge that the city tax on. So now, sugary drinks and ride-sharing. Seriously, this, come up with new tax ideas. Stop taxing the same thing over and over. Here, I got one for you. Tax man-spreading on the train. You spread your legs and block a seat, 50 cents. And that's just me off the top of my head. I'm not a lawmaker. You are. You get paid to do this. Stop taxing the same things. It's ridiculous. Ugh. Rants on the radio, 25 cents. A new Chicago Sun-Times report says that when it comes to complaints against the Chicago police, 130,000 plus complaints, only 500 plus firings. That's roughly 1%. And I'm not talking about the yacht partying Wells Fargo type 1%. Settle down, that's a different 1%. You know, whenever 1% is said in the media, a bat signal appears over Bernie Sanders' Vermont house. Somebody talk about the 1%? Gotta get there. To the Ben and Jerry's Batcave. Today, Donald Trump threatened to sue the New York Times after they wrote about two women who said they were groped by the Donald. He said that some of the women coming forward were too ugly for him to have groped. And then he said that, you know what? No, I'm done. Pass. You can find it on Facebook. One of your friends posted it. It's just too much. WikiLeaks emails have surrogates in a tizzy over Hillary Clinton's campaign notes, like moving primary days or strategizing on how to handle the email scandal. In other words, politics. I don't know about the WikiLeaks stuff. I thought there'd be more bombshell material. Maybe they're holding it back for next week? Because this stuff that's come out is what you would expect from a political campaign. I understand Donald Trump is just winging it, but this is usually how it's done. What I need more, hey, John, this is Hillary. Listen, I know I'm running for president, but do me a favor and don't tell anyone that I'm actually the devil. And also, I'm going to give a ton of money to my friends. Cool? Also, I'm actually Bill Clinton in a mask. Peace. That's what I want to hear. Also, here's a good news story of note. Wendy's announced that they're looking to move to an automated register in over 60,000 stores nationwide. They're thinking about it for next year. This, in part, is a response to the move to raise the minimum wage. Oh, nice. So you may save money in the long run, Wendy's, but what happens when those robots want to raise? It ain't going to be a strike. It's going to be more like Terminator. So thanks, Wendy's, for getting us closer to robot apocalypse. Dave Thomas is just rolling over in his square paddy grave. In weather, it's supposed to get down to 45 tonight. Jeez, time to dust off the old electronic blanket, am I right? You know what I mean? Really, I don't mean anything that's literal, electronic blanket. In sports, we'll know tonight if the Dodgers or Nationals will be the footnote to the Cubs' magical run to the World Series. I hope it's the Nationals, so A, game start earlier, East Coast, and B, Dusty Baker, right? How great would it be that if this playoff run is not just for this year's team, but it's to excise the demons of the past? First, Jeff Samardzija. Second, Dusty Baker. Third, are there any Cubs on the Indians? No? Is Moises Alou coaching in the Blue Jays minor league system? Nobody? Steve Garvey broadcasting games? Nothing? Ugh. Anyway, the Cubs are set to play primetime games on Saturday and Sunday, so if you're planning on hitting up that Taco Bell on Addison anytime this weekend, I'd skip it. For a number of reasons, I'd skip it. The Blackhawks are 0-1 after losing 5-2 to the Blues last night. Coach Q wanted to play some of the rookies, but he didn't get much time because the Hawks were so busy playing catch-up. Game 2 is tomorrow night in Nashville. They still have a team? They didn't get rid of that team? They should have got rid of that team. Move them to Vegas or whatever. I hate the Nashville Predators. Somebody has to. I'll do it. 8 months of hating on the Predators. Great. The Bears got some good news with Bryce Callahan returning to practice. If you're wondering who that is, why bother at this point? He's the replacement for cornerback Kyle Fuller. He hurt his hammy after playing well, which is apparently what you do when you play well on the Bears. You get hurt. Also, even though Cutler shed the cast off his thumb, he didn't practice today. They have a Thursday night game next week, so my guess is he won't be back for that. But he will be ready for a QB controversy on Halloween night, which is Monday Night Football against the best defense in the league in the Minnesota Vikings, right? Perfect time for Cutler to come back and fail, right? On the national spotlight, so we can hear John Gruden go, I don't know why this guy is playing. Ugh, you can just see it, right? Jeez. In college football news, reports out of South Bend say that Coach Brian Kelly has lost his team, and some say it's time to replace the embattled head coach. Kelly responded by getting super red in the face and yelling at an 18-year-old wide receiver because, you know, that's stress relief for him. And finally tonight, Bob Dylan received the Nobel Prize for Literature. When asked how does it feel to win the Nobel, Dylan said, how does it feel? It feels okay. That's the original lyrics to that song. That's the carryout for October 13th, 2016. It's going to be cold tonight, so we're firing up the soup specials. Sorry the cream of broccoli is so crusty. I mean, it is. 5 months.